Tom Karkle in the WRJN News Center. Our forecast for today says it'll be mainly sunny and we'll have a high, well, maybe in the mid-60s. Around the area at this hour, it's 50 degrees. Burlington, 47. Milwaukee, 46 and 52 in Racine. Well, Wisconsin factors into the latest unemployment report from Washington with fewer first-time claims. U.S. Labor Department says 214,000 people around the country filed for jobless benefits last week. That is up 12,000 from the week before and about in line with what analysts were expecting. Highest increases in claims in California, Georgia, New Jersey, Texas, and Oregon. Steepest declines coming out of Illinois, Iowa, Kansas, Wisconsin, and Nevada. Meanwhile, the unemployment rates for local municipalities here in Wisconsin, southeast Wisconsin specifically, either they fell or they stayed the same in August compared to a year ago. Department of Workforce Development showing that the jobless rate in Racine fell by 1.2% over the year, down to 5%. Mount Pleasant, a 0.5% drop, a 0.2 decline in Caledonia, both Kenosha and Oak Creek, unchanged. Kenosha Racine low unemployment, the Foxconn-led building boom. They're causing problems for some companies, benefiting others. Kenosha's city administrator, Frank Bassetti, in a conversation with our partners at Gateway Public Radio, says their wages are going up in some sectors as demand for skilled workers is also going up.
Gordon Foods. I think they were paying about $11 for a forklift driver. And that's not that long ago. And then, of course, Amazon came. And then Uline came. And then Meijer in the Pleasant Prairie Park. All of a sudden, they couldn't pay $11 an hour. Then they paid $16 an hour. Now I understand they're paying $18 an hour for a forklift driver. That's what happens when that demand hits.
He says the wage pressures led to one city building inspector, in fact, leaving for a smaller community, but $20,000 more in salary. So the city went with higher salaries for the city inspection staff all across the board. Case New Holland in Mount Pleasant has the same problem. Like many manufacturers, they've got jobs to fill, but a lack of qualified applicants. The historic tractor maker needs to fill 40 positions that pay between $19 and $28 an hour. HR manager Susan Prey-Phobe says that they've got trouble, though, finding people trained in advanced manufacturing, since they need assembly workers, machine operators, and electricians. Well, putting a restaurant into a Southside Racine building that used to be a restaurant, twice in the past, in fact, not that big a deal. However, the city is saying the existing pole sign out front, the height on that, needs to be reduced from 25 feet to the current standard 15 feet. City Development case manager Jeff Hinn says it's the maximum height that is now allowed.
Now that the property's vacant, staff saw this as a good time to achieve compliance with that, given that there's nothing on the sign at this time. This would be a good time to do that before they get signage up there.
Jake Chance represents the developer, said the pole sign was the draw to the site, part of it, and they asked for a waiver.
With the height that's at currently, it really helps them with some advertising, but also, too, the cost. When they put their budget together, they want to spend their money to clean the building up, basically help set up for employees to be able to come in, but not spend money just to change the sign that actually is in really good shape.
Council President Jason Migma tried but failed to remove the sign height requirement from the conditions. The recommendation for the Domino's at 2815 Durant Avenue now goes to the Common Council. A man from Racine with a gun comes to the aid of two children. They were attacked by a dog as they were walking to their bus stop. Here's WRJN's Janet Hoff with details.
Racine Police Sergeant Adam Malacara says officers were called to the 700 block of Sydney just before 9 o'clock. A citizen in the area heard the children screaming and saw the dog attack them. He rushed to their aid and scared the dog away. However, the dog began lunging at him, and he fired one shot at the animal, grazing it. The children were transported to the hospital for treatment. The man who came to their aid has a valid concealed carry permit. The dog was captured by community service officers, and its owner cited for animal at large. Janet Hoff, WRGN News.
In Kenosha County, a second suspect in custody for an armed robbery at a Mount Pleasant gas station that led to a high-speed chase over the border. The 19-year-old man from Illinois arrested after reportedly asking to use the phone at a business where the chase ended. The other 19-year-old suspect, also from Illinois, found riding a bicycle on the interstate by a sheriff's deputy. The man had a gunshot wound said to have been from a confrontation with a homeowner in Bristol and a break-in attempt. The robbery was at the Wilcom gas station at Washington Avenue. A stolen red pickup truck out of Illinois was the getaway vehicle. Racine Unified School District got a school safety grant from the State Department of Justice for just over $635,000 and now is working on the implementation aspect of that project. Superintendent Eric Gallion noting that part of the grant will continue safety training under the ALICE program and active shooter scenarios.
Aware of that, so as we build on that and continue to reinforce that type of training each year, we'll use some of those funds to do that as well. And there's a variety of other trainings that we'll engage in to both train our staff and help prepare our students.
The DOJ grant with Unified going to let it upgrade the key card entry system, improve some door locks, cover windows and glass doors with shatter-resistant film, and purchase security cameras. Racine Interfaith Coalition has a special prayer gathering scheduled at Monument Square next Monday evening at 5:30 for Ricardo Fierro and his family, as well as other immigrants taken into custody by U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents. Racine Interfaith is known for holding candlelight prayer vigils for the victims and families regarding violent deaths in the community. The group's focus, though, is to address the root causes of social injustice and poverty in the Racine area. New voter registration kiosks available, installed at City Hall in Racine, as well as the public library. It's an effort to help more people get ready for the upcoming election. Acting City Clerk Tara Coolidge at the library at a press conference said these kiosks are actually available to any state resident.
So if you live in surrounding communities or municipalities, you can still come to our library and register to vote and request an absentee ballot from your local municipal clerk. So it's a good step forward with voter registration.
Also announced, the early voting in the city of Racine starts October the 16th. And higher than expected construction costs for another proposed fire station in southeast Wisconsin, the Kenosha County town of Wheatland. Officials there have been considering a 7-bay station attached to a new town hall, but the price tag, more than $5 million. Town Chair Bill Gumblocki, quoted by the Kenosha News, saying it's too expensive. He'd prefer actually separate buildings. Also said that a separate town hall would not be needed. The separated town hall would actually be preferred, that is. But also he said the fire department going to have to tighten up their wish list if they want to get that station built. WRJN.com. That is our webpage. That's where we keep our newscast in the local news section. Throughout the day, at WRJN News gets you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karko, WRJN News.